Sophia?
This is what I'm off for.
Yeah, here. I'll hold them in place and you can wrap it, okay? Here. Kevin, sit here.
Evan Streeter is helping 5-year-old Lyndon build a flashlight. There are popsicle sticks, tinfoil, batteries, and rubber bands spread out across a small table inside Chancy Public Library. Lyndon was having some trouble folding the tinfoil needed, so Evan is rolling it up to make a wire. 8 Chancy students, ranging in ages from 5 to 13, are accompanied by 4 Ohio University students. They're gathered at a table in the center of the library. The OU crowd is part of an organization called Renaissance Engineers. It consists of engineering majors who want to use their science, math, and engineering skills to give back to the community. Evan is the president of Renaissance Engineers. He says the group wanted to reach out to the kids in Chancy because they don't receive as much support and attention from the university as children who live within the Athens city limits.
The children just don't get near as much attention. They don't get as much exposure to things such as engineering and math and science, and we were looking to give them that opportunity by taking the project, such as the Build Your Own Flashlight project, to them to give them that exposure.
Chancy librarian Adrian Wolf says the Chancy Library is always looking for more student volunteers from Ohio University to put on events because they provide a safe and educational environment for children to attend to after school.
And people, particularly university students, they're in Athens, and that location is more convenient. It's what they know. But there's all these other branches that need, you know, people to volunteer to come and be active or to get engaged with the students or whatever kids are here.
About 60% of the students in the Athens school system live outside the Athens city limits, and many in Chancy are living at or below the poverty line. Wolf says if it wasn't for the library, kids in Chancy wouldn't have access to the internet, books, or simply a safe place to hang out with their friends.
There's not a lot going on in this town. There's like 2 gas stations, maybe, and the library, and that's about it. So the library is a good place for everybody, but particularly kids who are school age, you know, elementary school age.
Back at the flashlight station, Lyndon seems skeptical. She's not quite sure if this homemade flashlight will work. Evan flips on the flashlight, and Lyndon breaks into a smile.
Yeah, there you go. Look, now your flashlight doesn't work. There you go. So now you have a switch.
She takes the light for herself and tries it out. Soon, the entire library is twinkling with small flashes of light as the kids show off their flashlights to one another. In addition to exposing these rural students like Lyndon to more math and science, Ohio University students are also helping them build self-confidence and valuable life skills, despite their socioeconomic backgrounds and geographic locations. For The Outlet, I'm Caitlin Coolidge.
You're just going to roll it on in there.
So we got this.